our standard. When I say look into his mirror, I'm talking about the word. Look into the word. When we look at God's word, it should be a reflection of what we look like. Amen. Amen. It should be working. It should be working all the time in our life, perfecting us, right? Yes. His word is the standard by which we must measure ourselves. Yes. If you're gonna measure yourself according to the word, you have to humble yourself. Right. Amen. You can't come in all arrogant and unteachable and think you got this figured out. Amen. Yeah. You can't come in thinking you know everything or that you've arrived somehow, right. and then still be able to apply God's word and allow it to change your life. Yeah. Allow it to cause you to. The things that it says that we have to come to fruition, the blessings, amen, yeah. The healings, right, the peace. Yes. You can't expect all those things if you're going to do it on your own. Right. That's what I'm trying to say today. It's so much better to humble ourselves than for God to humble us. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We cannot do this on our own. Right. We have to. That's what I'm talking about by humility. We have to realize that I don't have this. I go through this every Saturday with my wife. Look, babe, I don't have this. I can't preach tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, as long as the Spirit shows up, we're all good. Yes. Our bishop used to say, you better pray that the preacher shows up. The preacher being the Spirit, right? Because I don't have this on my own. I cannot do this. I can't walk, not just preaching, but I can't walk this lifestyle down on my own. I can't be what the Word says I'm going to be without Him. Without him, amen. Matthew 23:12 says, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled. So if we're busy raising ourselves up and we're busy acquiring things and putting our faith in possessions or in people, in relationships, you follow what I'm saying? If we're not humbling ourselves, Lord, I don't have this. I don't have this. There's no way. If we're not humbling ourselves, we will be humbled, right? And he who humbles himself, what's it say? Will be exalted. Exalted means lifted up, amen? So if I humble myself, God will lift me up. Yes. But if I want to try to lift myself up, God's going to humble me. Yeah. Amen? The second part sounds a lot funner to me, Sister Teresa. I'd rather God lift me up than take me down. You follow what I'm saying? The Word is a picture of us. The Word is God's mirror. Amen. When I'm talking about looking into the mirror of God, I'm talking about looking into His Word and what His Word says about me.
Yes.
Amen. What His Word says that I am. What His Word says that I have. What His Word says that I can do. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. When I look at God's Word, I should see myself in it. Oh, God, that does look like me. But I've missed it over here, Lord, so I'm going to humble myself and realize that You're right and I'm wrong, and I've got to correct my life to look like Your Word, because it's got to look like me, and that image has to look like me all the time. Not like that little cartoon mirror that they have at the fair that you've seen, you know, that makes you look tall and skinny. I like that one, but it has a couple feet on my height. But it has to look like the Word of God, right? We need to look at ourselves as the Word of God, right? What it says we should be, or that we are, right? What we have and what we could do. In James 1:22-25 says, but don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. I'm reading the New Living Translation today in this one verse. Otherwise, you are fooling yourselves. Don't just hear God's word. You're here on Sunday mornings. You hear what the Word of God says. I read it to you. Don't just hear that word, but you also have to do that word, or you're a fool. You're fooling your own self, right? It's bad enough to be fooled by the enemy, but we're going to fool our own selves also, right? Yeah. By fooling your own self, you might think that you're all right. You might think that your job provides enough for you. You might think, well, I got health insurance, so I can go to the doctor. You're providing things yourself. We're working with the world's supply, right, instead of what God's supply is. We're fooling our own selves, right? Because sooner or later, it's going to come a time when your job will fail you.
That's right.
It's going to come a time when the doctors don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. They're only practicing medicine. God's the master physician. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're fooling your own selves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, we have to obey it. If you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. This person who glances at their face in the mirror only sees what is on the external.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? They're seeing what's in the external, and they can't make the proper evaluation. When you just hear the word and then you walk away from it, you can't make the proper evaluation of what I'm really supposed to look like.
Right.
I look at the mirror and I walk away immediately, and I forgot what I look like.
Right.
So if I can't make the proper evaluation, then I'm not going to make the changes that God's word requires.
Yeah.
Amen. 24 says, you see yourself walk away. And this walking away means you go your own way. You go your own way and not God's way. You follow what I'm saying? When I'm walking in my own way and I'm figuring things out for myself, I'm not going to look like what I should look like according to the Word of God. So I'm not going to be looking in the mirror and seeing that reflection back. Well, God's Word says I'm blessed. Oh, yeah, that's me, by the way. I'm blessed. Amen. God's Word says I'm a tither and offering giver. Oh, yeah, that's me too. Amen. God's Word says I'm healed. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's me too. God's Word says I'm the righteousness of God. Oh, yeah, that's me too. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. When I look into His Word and I see it and I say, oh, yeah, that's me. And if I don't have one of those things, then I need to get in that Word and say, well, why not? What's distorted? Because what's distorted is in my life, not what's in God's Word. Amen. Because God's Word is infallible. It works 100% of the time if we'll apply it. Amen. So you walk away and forget what you look like. An evaluation of ourselves is necessary, church. It is necessary. We can look at ourselves in God's Word, or we can walk away and forget what it looked like. Yeah. Amen. And I'm afraid that's where so much of the church lives at today. We come in and we hear the Word of God. We call ourselves Christians and we go back out and we look like the world. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to be a part of a church like that. I want to be a part of the church where we're growing. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but we're being perfected. I'm not perfect, but I'm being perfected. And there's always room for growth. There's always room for maturity. Amen. I learned some stuff about myself this weekend at the men's retreat that I get to work on. There's always things that we can learn and say, oh, I've missed it there. I want to get that right. And then go and humble yourself before God and say, God, I missed this. Sometimes it's a simple correction that I can make. Sometimes it's something that I say, God, I don't even know how to even get there. Things that happened in my childhood or whatever it may be. How do I go back and correct that thing? God, I can't. I have to just hand it to Him and say, Lord, I need your help with this. I realize that I'm erred here, but I'm going to have you help me with this, God, because I have no idea. Show me. Just show me. And let Him make those changes, right? We don't want to forget the error of that way or the things that it's causing to happen in my life now. I don't want to forget about those things. Does that make sense? Am I articulating the right way? 25 says, but if you look carefully into the perfect law, it sets you free. Set you free. Amen. Set you free. There's peace in being set free. Amen. You're not in bondage. You're not in bondage anymore. You don't owe sin a thing. Fear, doubt, and unbelief that opposes you, you're set free. You're set free. The bondage of you're not good enough, you're set free. You're set free because you're following the Word, right? And if you do, oh, it says you got to do something, right? If you do what it says, what says? What God's Word says, right? And don't forget, don't hear this word and walk out of here today, church, and let it fall to the ground. Don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. For doing it. You have to do something with it then, right? He will bless you for doing it. So to do, you have to obey the word, right? To obey the word brings great peace, then we could say. To obey the word brings great blessing. But we have to look into God's mirror and then obey it. No matter how much we like to do that thing, no matter how much we like to hang out with something He might tell us not to or someone He might tell us not to, amen? He's right, you're wrong. Don't ask why. He's God, I'm not. Take it up with Him. He's God, He gets to write the book. He wrote the book, and who would have thought? He knows what He's talking about. You want your marriage to work? Apply the Word. Amen. You want your finances to be in good shape? Apply the Word. You want your body to be right? Apply the Word. You want your mind to be right? Apply the Word. Just do it. Bo used to say that, didn't he? We used to have this big, I don't know how tall he was, but Bo Jackson, they had this big life-size thing in our lunchroom when I was a kid, and it said, Bo knows, or just do it, Nike thing. So just do the Word. Do the Word, right? We must measure ourselves by the Word, not look at other people, judging them, and measuring ourselves on the curve, right? So I can look at people who might even be above me, right? We have officials that might be above me. Amen. We have a bishop that's above me. But he's not my mirror. That's not what I measure myself to. He's not my mirror. And if I look at him and see him make mistakes and I begin to judge him, I bring the law that I don't have to live under anymore onto my life. You see what I'm saying? So by looking up to other people and saying, well, I have to live to this measure, I bring that law back onto me. And I'll be judged according to that. The Bible says I'm not bound by the law anymore if I'm led by the Spirit, does it not?
Yeah.
So if I'm led by the Spirit and guided by God's word, looking into the mirror, I am free. Yeah. People are not my mirror. They're not my mirror. You can look at me. I'm not your mirror. Don't let me be your mirror because I'm very imperfect.
Right.
Amen. I'm anointed to do this job, to stand in this office for God, but I'm imperfect. Do not look at me as your mirror. Look to the word. You want to measure yourself according to the word. I can teach you about the word, but measure yourself according to that word, right? Measuring on the curve will never achieve perfection. Measuring on the curve will never achieve fullness of what God wants you to operate in and what he wants you to live in every arena of your life. You'll never achieve in any arena of your life the fullness of what God has for you if you measure on the curve, looking at people, right? Because when we measure ourselves according to man, we measure ourselves according to the world, not the word. Because you're looking at me and I'm affected by the world's way of doing things. The Bible calls the enemy, our enemy, the God of this world. He's affected this whole place. We're affected by that. So when you look at people to measure, you're grading on the curve. God's not going to grade you on the curve. He's going to grade you by what his word said. Are you following me? The word is absolute. Absolute. Absolute, I found the definition of the dictionary on the internet that I liked. It says complete, perfect, free from limitations. God's word is not limited. Free from limitations, restrictions, or exceptions. There's no exception where God's word is going to be wrong. There's no exception where the Holy Ghost isn't going to have the answer. I already have the answer. There's no exception where you're going to surprise God with anything that's going to happen. Well, good try, devil. Nice try. Multifaceted. This is multifaceted. I'm talking about applying the word being the mirror, God's mirror, looking into God's mirror. It's multifaceted. You want to be a man or woman of integrity? Live by the word. Live by the word. Don't look to me because I might slip up sometime. Don't look to the President of the United States or anybody else. Don't look to anybody that you might look up to is what I'm trying to say. Don't look at someone you might look up to, but look to God's word. You want to be a person of integrity, there's no other place to look besides God's word. Amen? You want to be righteous? The only way is to look to his word. Come through the blood of Christ. The only way to God is through his son. Amen? That's it. You have to go to his word. The application of his word has to be measured by the word even. Amen? To press into the spiritual realm needs to be through the word. Blessing has to be through the word. You have to know what the word says to be able to speak the word over your life for your faith to work, because I can't be off in left field somewhere talking about what I'm believing for when God's word didn't say it. I get outside the will of God. I get outside of the plan of God. But when I stay with what God's word says, I stay in the will of God. I stay in the plan of God, and I can speak those things out and put my faith on them and know that it's going to happen because his word says so. So then we know that it works with our authority. Your authority has to be based on the word. It must be based on the word. It will do us little to no good to rebuke the devil when we have left the door open. You see what I'm saying? Little to no good to rebuke the devil when we've left the door open. We're likely to damage our faith with it. Because I can rebuke the devil, and then when it doesn't work, I'm going to look at my faith and say, why didn't you work, faith? God's word says you'll work, but I've left the door open. Because I'm not looking in God's word to be my mirror. Amen. Because when we look in his word to be the mirror, he'll teach us to shut all the doors. Amen. When I said rebuking the devil, that includes every arena of your life, right? So for example, my God shall supply all my needs. That's in the word. I can speak that, right? But that's contingent on me paying my tithe and being a good steward and living according to his standards. And the word will teach you that if you'll read the word, right? So without doing those things, then it's not going to work, correct? So then I could say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, and my God shall supply, and I could go on and say that and say that and say that and say that, but nothing changes, and then I'm mad at God because your word didn't work for me. Or I'm mad at the preacher because he taught me that. But you're not being a good steward, and you're not paying your tithe. So you're not doing the word. You follow what I'm saying? That's just one example. How about this one? I haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I've got a sound mind. And I'm confessing that and I'm standing on that word, but then I'm watching scary movies. I'm leaving the door open. I used to love to watch scary movies before I was saved, by the way. I didn't realize all the things that were connected with those. I didn't understand that. But now that I understand that, we don't watch those any longer. And if you're watching those, you're leaving the door open. Same thing with music. When you're listening to music that's not glorifying God, you're leaving the door open. But I like country and western. That's just talking about kicking my dog and my wife leaving me. And is it glorifying God? Then what's it about? You're focusing on those things, and then you wonder why things aren't working. And I'm not just anything, any area, any arena that we leave the door open in, we're not being obedient. We're not doing the word. You follow what I'm saying? And we're wondering, we can do this. I haven't been given the spirit of fear, but then we're doing things outside of that word, and then we wonder why we have anxiety operating in our life. Anxiety is a spirit. You have the authority to rebuke those things off of you, and you can, and it works. I can rebuke anxiety off of you today, and he has to go. No doubt about it, because God's word says it. But when you walk out of here and you leave the door open, well, you see what I'm saying? We have to look in that mirror. We have to look in God's mirror all the time and say, God, what is it? Where am I missing it at? Where do I need to get bigger? Where do I need to get stronger, Lord? Where do I need to mature at, Father? Proverbs 27 and 20 says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Never satisfied. This proverb portrays the unsatisfied man. That's almost everybody in our society today. Everybody wants something. Everybody wants something. Everybody wants more than what they have. We're looking at something else. Maybe they're not satisfied with their wife. Maybe they're not satisfied with their car. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe they're not satisfied with their looks. So they're constantly doing things, trying to doctor things up, right? Men are not satisfied because they seek that which cannot satisfy. The things of this world cannot satisfy you. You were made, you were designed to have a relationship with God, and that's all that's going to be satisfying to you. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to give you true satisfaction is a relationship with God. You can chase women, you can chase drugs, you can chase alcohol, you can chase money, you can chase things. Why do you think professional athletes kill themselves? Think about that. Rich, rich, rich people can have anything, any person on the planet they want. Amen? These guys are billionaires dating supermodels and they kill themselves. Think about that. Why do you think that is? It can't satisfy them. It cannot satisfy them. Those are things of this world. It cannot truly satisfy you because that's not what you were designed to do. Some of those things are all right to compliment you, but they're not your satisfaction. That's not where it lies at, right? God alone can satisfy. He made you to be in a relationship with him, and he's the only one who can satisfy you, right? He is not a source. He is the source. The only source is my God. He is the source, right? Yeah. We can stop looking elsewhere. Amen. If we'd agree on that, church, God is my source. He's the only source. He's the source. I can stop looking other places. Yeah. I can stop looking at other things to gratify me, to make me feel like I'm good enough or like that I fit in or whatever the case may be, right? Yeah. That I'm satisfied. Amen. I got a nice enough car, that my bank account's fat enough, right? We can stop looking other places. Don't even peek at it. Follow what I'm saying? Don't even peek at it. Because you can peek at, guys, you can peek at a woman. Ladies, you can peek at a man, and it might leave the door open there for the devil to go even further than you wanted to go. You follow what I'm saying? You can look at somebody who has a fine car, and it could leave the door open. And I'm not saying it's wrong to look at cars, but when we just peek at things where we have areas of weakness at, you follow what I'm saying? Even if the door is cracked, it leaves room for the enemy to go farther. You follow what I'm saying? There's stuff all over the internet trying to get you to go different places and click over here and click over there and take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen? If you just crack the door a little bit, it's still open. It's still open. You got to shut it all the way. The more we know, the greater flow we can operate in. Now, I'm talking about this in our daily walk, in our daily lives. Every person carries a measure of the anointing in them, the Holy Ghost and fire. When you got saved, if you're saved today, when you got saved, the Holy Ghost moved inside of you. He lives right here in my spirit. So if he lives in my spirit, I'm not talking about the same anointing that the fivefold ministry carries, but we have an anointing that lives inside of us. Every blood-bought believer has an anointing inside of them that we're carrying around with us. Yeah. Amen. And the more that we know and the greater our relationship, the more we can flow in. All right. You all know that we've taught you a lot here to bring your supply. Be pushing in all the time. Yeah. Amen. Learning about God, having a relationship with God. You all know the deal. We've thought about it for weeks and weeks and maybe a few months. Yeah. Press it in and press it in and press it in. We can flow in a greater corporate anointing when we come together too, when we're flowing in a greater individual anointing, right? Amen. So the more we know, the greater we can flow. Yes. But also the more we know, the more we're responsible for. Yes. Amen? Yes. Just like with my children. Jesse's about to turn 5 tomorrow. He don't know a whole lot. So I don't hold him to a high standard of responsibility. Right. Amen? Yeah. If I can just get him to go to the bathroom on his own and to not hit people, and we're pretty good, yeah. Right? But when they get a little older, Grace and Joe and Kylie and Caleb, they got to clean their rooms. They got some other stuff they got to take care of. You're responsible for more. Yeah. Caleb feeds the animals and weed eats. He's got more responsibility than all of them because he's 18. Right. Amen? Kylie's got a little less than him. She's 15. You follow what I'm saying? Right. We can flow at a greater degree, but the more we're responsible for.
Right.
Amen? You're learning some things around here that's going to make you responsible.
Amen.
We're trying to grow you up into spiritual adults.
Yes.
Amen. Spiritual maturity. I haven't arrived either. We're all working on this, okay? Christians can't go with popular crowd. Doesn't matter if it's even if it's other Christians.
Right.
Even if it's leadership in the church. Don't just go with the popular crowd. Look into the mirror,
yes,
of God's word. If God's word says what those people are doing is wrong, then it's wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And just because they're doing it wrong, you can't do it a little bit less wrong and you're still right. Because two wrongs don't make a right. You're still both wrong. You follow what I'm saying? We got to continue to look into this mirror. We must look into the word. It's our standard with no compromises. Zero compromise, right? When I want to see what I look like when I'm getting dressed or whatever, I don't have to do my hair anymore, obviously. But some of y'all do. We were at this men's retreat this weekend. Those guys were in there putting gel in their hair, and they were doing their hair all up and stuff. I just walked right past them fellas. Ran a towel over mine, and we was out there. But if I wanted to know what I look like, if I had something on my face, I would look into a mirror.
Yeah.
Amen? When I want to know what's happening in my life or how I should be leading in my life, how I should be walking in this world, I should look in the mirror.
Yes.
Don't look to the world. Don't look to people. Look to God. Look into his word, right?
Yes.
Seek out the Holy Ghost. He'll follow you. He's our guide all the time. He's constantly guiding us. He's constantly speaking to us. But the problem is we're not constantly listening.
Right. Yeah.
Amen? I hate one thing the most is when people say, God said. That doesn't line up with the word. What you just told me doesn't line up with the word, and then God said, that can't be true. So even when the Spirit tells you something, it has to line up with the word of God.
Yes.
It can't contradict the word of God. God's word is our mirror. And I scrolled up with my tablet, so I don't know where I'm at. It's not easy, but it's right when we look into God's word. It's not easy to live that lifestyle. You know, I said earlier, they said, if you're scared, go to church. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a lot easier to live in the world.
Yes.
But it's right, right? And you want to be known as a person of integrity, as a Christian, walk in the fullness of the plan of God, in his anointing, in his provision. We want to do all these things. We have to allow the word to be the standard. The word must be our standard. If there's ever any question, just go to the word. Go to the word. Look into the mirror. When you want to see what it should look like, go get your mirror out. My mom used to carry a little bitty mirror like this with a rubber shield thing over it in her purse. And some of your old other moms probably did that too. And she'd pull it out any time and she could look at her. If you want to know what you look like any time, pull out your word. Look into that mirror, right? His word should be your standard. Not anyone else. Not anything else, but his word. Please, church, if you don't get this today, don't go out of this place and go see what you can do about the situation. Because that's what many of us are probably going to do. We're going to get up and say, well, now I got to go back to what I was thinking about before preacher told me to put my phone away a while ago. I got to go back to that, and I got to figure out what's going on in my life and how I'm going to take care of the situation. Don't go out of here and look and see what you can do. Run to him. And see what he can do. Just try it. Just try it. You can always go back and try to fix it yourself. But don't go try to fix it first and then say, God, I mean, you can do that if you've already tried to fix it yourself and you've messed it up. There's still room to give it to God. There's grace. God will take it. But just try him on this. Try him on this. Run to him first. Come to him first. Build that relationship first with him. Look into his word. If there's any question in your life, anything that you're going through, look into his word and say, what's it say about me? Because that's exactly what I should look like. Amen. Can we just close our heads for a minute? Or close our eyes? Don't close your head. Close your eyes and bow our heads for a minute. Let's just get real before God this morning, can we? We've all missed it from time to time. There's always room for us to get it better. I mean, nobody in here can say they're perfect. If you can, you're in the wrong church. Amen. We've all missed it. So let's get real with God this morning and say, Lord, and if you don't know where you've missed it at, say, Lord, where have I missed it at? Show me. Because I know I'm not operating in the fullness of what you have for me. I'm not laying hands on the sick and they're being healed, and I'm not, you get what I'm saying? If we're not operating in the fullness, then obviously we've missed it somewhere. So ask him to show you. If you know where that is this morning that you've missed it at, repent. Ask him for forgiveness of that. And let's get it right. I had to repent this weekend. He showed me where I missed it at, and I had to repent. If that's you and you're saved, talk to God about that. If you're unsaved today, maybe it's been a while since you talked to God. Could I see your hand? I won't call you out. I'd just like to pray with you. If you're ready to make that commitment today, thank you for the hand. Is there anybody else? Thank you for the hand over there. Thank you for the hand. I see you back there. Thank you. I just want to pray with you this morning. If you're ready to make that commitment and you're ready to say, I want to know this God you're talking about. I want to get in a relationship. The way I'm doing things, thank you for the hand. The way I've been doing things isn't really working out, Pastor. I'm not living in the fullness of what God has for me. Yeah. I want to meet this God you're talking about. I want to start this relationship you're talking about. Amen. So many people make church about what I can't do. They make it about a bunch of rules. Church isn't about a bunch of rules. It's about a relationship if it's done right.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's about a relationship. And I love this God that I'm telling you about. And he's changed my life? Yes, he's changed my life. Have I given up things for him? Absolutely. He's completely and radically changed my life. But everything that I've given up for him, he's replaced with so much better.
Yes.
My life is more happy and more peaceful and more content right now than it's ever been in my life. Because me and my wife apply the word of God. We apply it to our marriage. And it works. It works. So if you're ready to do that today, you're ready to make the commitment, it's real simple. All you got to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe he died on the cross for your sins. You got to believe you're a sinner, of course. You need saving. You have to ask him to live in your heart. Ask him to forgive you those sins. Can we do that together today, church?
Yeah.
Father,
I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me.
I know your son Jesus
died on a cross
for my sin.
I know you rose him from the dead.
Please live in my heart.
Lead me and guide me
the rest of my days.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer right there today, that's all it takes to be saved. That's it. It's that simple. You don't have to pay for it. It's already paid for. Jesus paid for it on the cross. Amen. The Bible says he takes all that sin, everything that you've ever done wrong before, and he takes it and he casts it as far as the east is from the west, never to be charged to you again. He takes his righteousness and places it on us. And he placed all that sin on Jesus. People might bring it up again, but God never will.
No.
You follow what I'm saying? And now there's another step you got to take. There's a next step. You got to get in that Bible, and you got to begin to read his word. And you got to begin to talk to him, pray. There's a scripture that says, I think it's Luke 24:45. It says, and he, God, opened their understanding that they might comprehend his scriptures. So I pray that over myself all the time. Before I get ready to read my Bible, I say, God, please open my understanding that I can comprehend your scriptures because I want to know you more. I want to know you better. And then I start reading. And it's not about reading a whole bunch. It's about getting to know him. It's about breaking down and understanding what you're reading. And then read a little bit and then talk to him about it. God, what's this mean? What do you want me to know by this? And if we'll do that and then quiet ourselves some, you'll hear that still small voice in your spirit. The word says that he speaks to me. His spirit speaks to me through my spirit.
Yeah.
So he'll give us revelations of his word. So just begin that relationship like that. Just like talking to a friend.
Yeah.
respectful, of course, because he's God. You follow what I'm saying? But just talk to him and read his word a little bit. And talk to him and read his word a little bit. And make that a habit each and every day. You follow what I'm saying? And then get into a Bible preaching church and begin to attend that church. Begin to serve in that church. And you'll grow. It'll change your life. If you'll apply those things right there, it will be life-changing for you. It will be life-changing for you. There'll be things that come up and God will say, I don't like this about you. You got to change that, or you're doing this wrong. Or you might read it in this written word and it says, thou shalt not. Then you got to stop doing that. The Bible gives one clear definition for sin. It says, for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And to be honest, we've known right from wrong ever since our mama was slapping our hand. Because you see little babies test their parents. We've all seen it. Just to see what they can get away with. How far can I reach out there before he slaps me? Or she slaps me. It's true. We've known right from wrong for that long. But we just got to start doing what we know is right. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. You're not perfect, but we're striving. It's a walk that we have to walk down day by day by day by day. And we're striving to be better all the time. Amen. God is good. Shake hands and come out of here smiling.